Mexican cops raid border city stash house, find 86 migrants. By Cartel Chronicles on March 14, 2021. Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexican authorities raided a house being used by human smugglers to warehouse 86 Central American migrants waiting to be crossed into Texas. The raid comes as numerous border cities in Mexico witnesses a sharp resurgence in Central Americans trying to reach the United States. The raid took place this week in the Mundo Nuevo neighborhood of Piedras Negras, as local police officers and state police forces responded to calls of a large number of migrants gathered in the area. According to information provided to Breitbart Texas by Coahuila authorities, officers cordoned off the area and tried to locate the human smugglers who were holding the migrants. Their efforts were unsuccessful. Authorities took all the migrants to the local police headquarters in Piedras Negras. Agents with Mexico's National Immigration Institute checked to see if any of the migrants were in Mexico legally. The migrants, including one underage male, included 62 individuals from Honduras. The remainder came from Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Mexico. The raid comes at a time when authorities in Coahuila report a spike in human smuggling activity as thousands of migrants travel through the region in an attempt to reach Texas. The area around Piedras Negras has minimal fencing or physical barriers on the U.S. side of the border. This leaves only the shallow waters of the Rio Grande as an obstacle for reaching Texas. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez from Coahuila.